Whatsoever you do in word or in work, do all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My children, I welcome you to the year of grace 2022. Will this year be better or worse than last year? On a material level, it's likely to be pretty similar. Much of the world will continue to be ravaged by war, hunger, and human trafficking. While the average person in our decadent Western society will continue to enjoy comforts which all the kings and queens in human history could never have dreamed of, all the while yawning through the occasional mention of the sanctity of human life and the importance of the traditional family. One thing is certain for us, 2022 will be a year of grace, just like last year. It will be a year in which we are given that precious gift of time to work out our salvation. And 2022 will be what we make it. That is to say, the greatness of 2022 will be measured by the graces with which we choose to cooperate. I have told you that this year we must all become men and women of prayer. And there is no better time to start than on today's feast. Today's short gospel is the same as what we heard yesterday. On the eighth day, the octave of our Lord's life on earth, our Savior has not said anything to us yet. He is an infant, coming from the Latin infans, which means speechless. This divine word, the only word which the Eternal Father spoke from all eternity, has come to us as an unspeaking babe. But today, a word has been spoken of him. He has received his sacred name. St. Paul calls it the name above all names. It is nothing less than the divine name itself, the name which no Hebrew dared to utter, using instead the word Adonai, Lord. The holy name of Jesus means the Lord saves. Of all the wondrous praises given to the name of God by the scriptures, there is one which has inspired the boundless devotion of the fathers, that praise given by the sacred lover in Solomon's canticle, Olium effusum est nomen tuum. Thy name is as oil poured out. What can this mean? What is oil to us? Oil is light, it is food, and it is medicine. It is light when it is burned, food when it is eaten, medicine when it is spread upon us. St. Bernard explains the name of Jesus is light, food, and medicine. It is light when it is preached to us. It is food when we think upon it. It is the medicine that soothes our pains when we invoke it. Let us say a word on each of these. Tell me, whence came there into the whole world so bright and sudden a light, if not from the preaching of the name of Jesus? It is also food. Are you not strengthened as often as you think of this name? What is that so feeds the mind of him that meditates upon this name? What is there that so restores the wearied faculties, strengthens virtue, gives vigor to good and holy habits, and fosters chastity? Every food of the soul is dry that is not steeped with this oil. It is insipid if it is not seasoned with this salt. If you write, I relish not your writing, unless I read there the name of Jesus. If you teach me or converse with me, I relish not your words, unless I hear you say the name of Jesus. Jesus is honey to the mouth and music to the ear and gladness to the heart. And it is also medicine. Is anyone among you sad? Let but Jesus come into his heart, and the mouth echo him, sing Jesus. And lo, the light of that name disperses every cloud and brings sunshine back again. Have any of you committed sin? It is despair driving you into the snare of death. Invoke the name of life, and life will come back into the soul. Was there ever a man who, hearing this saving name, could keep up that common fault of hardness of heart, or drowsiness, or sluggishness, or rancor of soul, or sloth? If anyone, perchance, felt that the fountain of his tears was dry, did it not gush forth more plentifully than ever, and flow forth more sweetly than ever as soon as he invoked the name of Jesus? If any of us were ever in danger, and our heart beat with fear, did not this name of power bring us confidence and courage the moment we pronounced it? When we were tossed to and fro by perplexing doubts, did not the evidence of what was right burst on us as we called upon the name of light? When we were discouraged and well-nigh crushed by adversity, did not our heart take courage when our tongue uttered the name of help? All this is most true. For all these miseries are the sicknesses and faintings of our soul, and the name of Jesus is our medicine. When we call to mind the second commandment, of course, we think first of its prohibition. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. But there is another side to this commandment. With the third commandment, we not only abstain from servile work on the Lord's day, we also make it holy by spending it in the worship of our God. So too with the second. We must shun all blasphemy and irreverent speech. But it is not enough to avoid taking God's name in vain. If we truly love our Lord, we must take his name in truth. Every time we utter the sacred name of our Savior, it should be a prayer for us. It is a sovereign means of keeping the spirit of prayer throughout our busy day, especially by uttering three times softly when we visit church, when we are at work or at study, when we are in conversation with others, when we know a trial or temptation is coming. This sweet name will be our greatest consolation at the moment of death. May it be the name we adore, invoke, and defend above all others, now and forever. Jesus. O name of Jesus, sweet name, delightful name, consoling name. For what else is Jesus than Savior? Therefore, O Jesus, for thy sweet name's sake, be to me a Jesus, and save me. Suffer me not to be eternally lost. O good Jesus, let not my iniquities destroy me, whom thy bounty made. O sweet Jesus, recognize in me what is thine, and efface all that is not thine. O sweet Jesus, show mercy now in the time of mercy, and condemn me not in the day of justice. What profit to thy precious blood, or what honor will my destruction give thy holy name, O Jesus? The dead shall not praise thee, O Lord Jesus, nor all they that go down into hell. Most amiable Jesus, most meek, most loving Jesus, O Jesus, 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 admit me to the number of thy elect. O Jesus, salvation of those who believe in thee, comfort of those who fly to thee. O Jesus, Son of the Virgin Mary, give me grace, wisdom, charity, purity, and humility, that I may love thee perfectly, praise thee, enjoy thee, serve thee, and be glorified in thee, with all those who call upon thy name, thy holy name, thy sweet name, Jesus. Amen.